Hello, everybody. What's up, Ruby? We're back with Spiritual Graffiti Podcast.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Cool.
I think, you know.
why do you hesitate?
Definitely, like, feeling that eclipse, probably. I mean,
yeah,
that's a whole nother side story, but
yeah, for sure. I feel like I've been like, I don't know what's gonna happen on the eclipse, but I don't need. I'm good. I'm like, I've had enough. So
yeah,
I've been through enough this month or in the last month or so. So I feel like I'm just gonna say that's that energy and be done with it. At least yeah. You're not a cardinal sign.
Yeah.
I guess you have a I was gonna say you're like, what's your moon? Scorpio. Yeah, no, you're good probably.
Yeah, but I think it's the new moon is on Scorpio, right? Is the new moon on Scorpio?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
That'll be like coming up. The last full moon, or yeah, I don't know. Right now we're in an Aries Libra situation.
I don't know enough. I don't follow enough. I kind of just know if something's coming up where
everyone's talking about it. Like,
yeah, it's getting old. I'm tired of the whole.
I haven't really heard anything specific about, like, I just hear people talking about, like, the path of the solar, like, the solar eclipse, etc. I'm not, like, in the direct path of, the, like, totality. I was back in the solar eclipse back in 2017. So, I saw it in Nashville. Like, my work bought us all, like, little glasses and stuff. And I, like, brought all my fucking, I was so, such a dork. I brought all, like, my crystals out. Like,
you're really not supposed to be out in a solar eclipse.
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. It was a cool thing to see. I don't know how many opportunities you get to see something like that. But we all sat on, like, the lawn across from the building and, like, watched it. And I brought all my crystals and people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm charging my fucking crystals, which I don't know if that was good or bad, but.
No, it's not good.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that because people are like, do this on a full moon. Don't do this on a new moon. Like, I don't really go by that.
I feel like half the people out there are wrong.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, you might think that...
Even new moon, you're not supposed to do stuff on a new moon. You're supposed to wait till the moon is back. When the moon is void, you're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to, like, meditate.
A new moon isn't the moon being void. The being void, of course, is a totally different thing.
No, I'm saying, like, nothing there.
Yeah, like, okay, sure.
Like, the real ritual you're supposed to do is when the moon first shows itself. It's like a new beginning.
So, like, the next day or whatever.
It's like 2 days. It's like the first sign of light coming from the moon is when you're supposed to actually do a magical ritual or, like, an intention ritual. But everybody does it on the new moon, but that's when it's, like, gone. So it's, like, emptiness. You're not really beginning anything. You're supposed to kind of retreat on the actual new moon.
Yeah, well, that's how I've always felt. Like, I think I've talked about this before. I feel more like energetic and, like, I don't know. Full moons, I think, are better for me. I think it's also affected by your, like, placements and like what your moon sign is and that sort of thing. Like, my moon is in Taurus, so it's exalted, and I'm also Cancer,
but, like, most things are, like, everything's, like, common sense, kind of, if you think about it. Like,
yeah, solar there's, like, eclipse, you can't see the moon, like...
Yeah, it's, like, kind of in a weird, confused state, you know, if you think of it in terms of... Or, like, the solar eclipse, right? The sun is, like, life-bringing, or, like, life-giving. It gives life to everything. And it's being eclipsed. It's being, like, blocked.
Blocked by the moon, right.
So would you think that's kind of...
I would think... Well, I don't know. I mean, nothing... Actually, like, a lot of, like, good... Well, that solar eclipse brought a lot of like interesting change into my life. Like maybe not specifically the eclipse brought it in, but like shortly thereafter, it just changed a lot of things. And I don't know if it was good or bad, but it was like, that's the path I was on, you know? Anyway, I feel like things did shift for me back then. So I don't know, like maybe I wasn't supposed to charge my fucking crystals, but I don't really do anything like that. Like I don't find myself doing like rituals on a new moon. Like I really only do any, I don't do a lot of magic specifically. Like I am just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really do a lot of that kind of stuff. I have before, but it's usually, I'm more of like I go based on like my mood and how I feel. And like, if I, you know, feel called to do something, I will, but it hardly ever coincides with whatever other people are saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not really a fan of like strict rituals.
Yeah. It doesn't like hit for me. Are you guys in the path of totality for like the eclipse?
I don't think so. I think it's like upstate New York, but not like full totality where we are.
Yeah. I would have to drive a couple hours, like probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours to be able to see it. And like, I'm probably not going to do that. Supposedly like a lot of people are going to do that. So I don't know. I don't know why. It didn't seem like there was that much like hype around it the last time. It's a short thing. Like I'm good. But I just was curious if like y'all were in the path. I mean, we'll probably get to see most of it here, just not like the full thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really pulled to be involved with it. You know, I feel like anytime there's like massive amount of people like really into something, it just, my Aquarius instantly turns off to it. Like,
sure. Yeah. That's how I kind of felt about like, just like anything, like anytime like a movie is like overhyped, like I'm good on seeing that movie. Like I've heard too much about it, and now it's like I feel like it's been teased too much. Like I like to go into a movie knowing nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like as little as possible. Otherwise, like I'm the type of person who if it's some kind of like mystery or thriller, like I'll watch the like first scene and like know what's gonna happen. So like trailers ruin movies for me. Like I don't know, I just feel like, anyway, that's kind of, that's maybe how I feel about the solar eclipse. Like I'm just kind of like, there's, heard too much about it, I've seen one before,
I'm good.
So we can we can talk about a movie. We tried to record the other night, and we just like weren't, Mercury retrograde, we weren't communicating super well. I don't feel like I had my thoughts very organized. I feel like you were also kind of like,
yeah, I feel like
stuck on, like pretty thoughts. Stuck on an idea. I don't know.
I feel like the thing with me is I feel like sometimes I understand that like the feeling of it or the energetics of it, but I don't know how to like express it the way
you don't know how to articulate it or something.
Yeah, I feel like it does. It's almost like when you do mushrooms and you have like these experiences, but it's like you can't bring it back sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Like I understand it on like another level, but then like I don't know how to express it. Like I try to, like I feel like if you can't express something simply, then you don't really understand it.
Sure.
So it kind of gets like frustrating because I feel like,
yeah. Well, you're really good at that, like explaining something in very like simple terms that like anyone could like understand. But it probably takes you some time to like process all of that. And I'm like, I think, yeah, I think I understand what you mean. Like you have to get really solid in your understanding. And then, like, when you do, like, express it, you're, like, very clear. Like, that's, like, the the first thing I noticed about you when you like talking about mediumship on TikTok. I was like, oh my God, like that's the simplest fucking explanation I've ever heard. And if somebody had put that to me, like, and I know other people who have like experienced that with you too, like where they never thought of it as that, somebody just needed to put it to them, like, and in a way that they could understand. And so much of this stuff gets bogged down with people who aren't very articulate or overcomplicate things, like, you know. Yeah. So we're gonna try again, right?
Yeah, well, I think like the main thing we were kind of talking about, and it was interesting because like the next day I had so many like kind of sinks of really? Things kind of just like explaining it. And like one of them, I'll try to play this nature clip in a minute, but like we were trying to talk about, like, you know, the old saying that I probably talk about every time we're on this podcast. it's like you attract your experience, you know, everything is like a reflection of self. And like something I'm like kind of trying to understand is like, you know, most people, when you say something like that, react to the fact that you're telling them like all the horrible things in their life
or even because, in the world,
right? Yeah, or in the world are because of them. And you know, you, I guess people judge it because like, well, first off, people don't want to be responsible for the darkness in the world because that doesn't really feel good. Because like most people who are triggered by that comment probably are like resisting the idea that, you know, they're capable of evil. You know, like I think the first part of like a healing journey or like a spiritual journey is like kind of reconciling yourself with like the darkness within you. And I'm using darkness as like, I'm not saying the evilness. I mean, I guess it is, but
you're talking about the shadow aspects of all of us.
Well,
right?
Yeah. And it's like being like, people can look at the Holocaust and be like, oh, that's the most horrible thing. How did people do that? Or, you know, like that. But you have to realize like those people are human beings. And there's like, I guess, you know, we're all capable of evil. So like,
I think we're all capable of like dehumanizing each other.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to make it sound like we're like Holocaust apologists or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, they're human beings.
Yeah.
But they're human, you know, human beings in like, I don't know, and that have like dehumanized others and therefore probably are detached from their own like humanity to an extent. Like we all can, you know, we're all capable of this. Like I think, yeah. I mean, yeah. Does that make sense at all?
Well, I think like, you know, you have to kind of make peace with your darkness, you know, and that's like, I think you can't really become authentic to who you are unless you realize the whole awareness of yourself, you know, and that includes like being okay with who you are, you know, whether, you know, like that can mean anything, you know, like your own laziness, you know, like it's not necessarily evil things. It's just things that are kind of viewed at with shame or guilt or, you know, so you have to kind of work through that aspect.
Yeah, and like owning it is the first step, like to being able to move through it, like the, you know, it's like the 12-step program or whatever, like the first thing you have to do is acknowledge that you have a problem, which is really difficult, you know, admitting that you have a problem. Because, like, and I think, you know, like something like, okay, if you have like violent tendencies or something, like you are a person who will get like pissed off and your go-to thing is to like beat, you like want to beat somebody's ass, like somebody who's really like a hothead like that. If you're not aware, if you're not like aware of that part of yourself, there's no way to really kind of like have self-control around it. It, you know what I mean? Like if you're just like on an autopilot doing the same thing that you like, just like allowing your emotions to take over or whatever, like you're going to end up in that situation a lot more than if you're somebody who is like, okay, I'm aware that I'm a hothead. I'm aware that I like want to like, I have, yeah, I have the desire to like hurt people. And a lot of people do. Like, I feel like you relate to that. Like you, you know, maybe not now, but there was a time in your life where you were pretty quick to like fight somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
I think like, I think waking up is like learning to be like aware. Sure. And that's aware of like everything, you know? And I think like once you're aware of everything, you can start to like, you know, kind of break down like the truth of who you are compared to like who you were kind of programmed to be.
Or who you want to think, who you want to like present yourself as.
Yeah, well, I mean, like think about, I think sex is the best thing to kind of talk about, because I think like we're programmed kind of like the whole Catholic upbringing of like, you know, sex is bad or sex is sin or stuff like that. So I think a lot of people, I'm sure women have like guilt over sex just from like the shame and, you know, slut shaming and all that stuff.
For
sure. But it's not like real shame. Like you have like an urge or, you know, and I'm not saying you should just whatever, but like, you know, like I think we're not really taught like the sacredness and the connection of sex. We're more taught to be like shameful and guilty.
We're more taught that it's a sin unless it's in this very specific context.
Yeah, so right. Like, so like, if you have feelings and they're your authentic feelings, you tend to have guilt because you're taught the guilt, but it's not real guilt. Like, it's not true. Like, it's okay to feel things.
Yeah, it's okay to feel like horny or
yeah, but that
angry
compares
or whatever. Yeah.
But that yeah. compares to anything. It's like, if you have feelings to do anything that are authentic feelings, and automatically your first reaction is like guilt or shame for feeling a certain way,
you're never gonna
move into who you are authentically, because you're always gonna be fighting it with guilt, shame, or you know whatever weird feeling comes up, you know.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, I think the other thing that like we were getting to is that like, I mean, essentially what you were saying, at least when we tried to talk about this before, was that everything is a choice, and like maybe now is a good time to play the little like Matrix clip. Hopefully we can.
Yeah.
Like we'll see.
It should work. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hold on. All right. How did that come through? Good?
It was okay. Yeah. Not the best, but
yeah.
Basically what happens is it's a scene where Neo's at the Oracle's house. She offers him candy and he's like, well, don't you know if I'm going to take it? And she's like, I wouldn't be much of an Oracle if I didn't. And he says, well, if you already know, how can I make a choice? And she says that he's already made the choice, but he's here to understand why he's made the choice. So I think that speaks to the fact that a lot of our choices are subconscious, and like once we can bring conscious awareness to our choices, then we can understand why those, like why we made them and why we chose that, as opposed to like being like, I think it gives you an opportunity to like look at your situation and I lost my train of thought. Hold on. Classic Ruby. to look at your situation from like a perspective where you can, you don't feel like things are happening to you, you know, you're not like looking to blame other things or to blame like just circumstances or society or like the world, your parents, like whatever. You're able to like understand on a deeper level that if you didn't want this, you probably wouldn't be here. Even if it's bad, even if it's like, or it feels bad in the moment, a lot of times those like shitty experiences are difficult in the moment, but looking back on it, you know, after time has passed, you realize how much you've grown or how much you understand yourself better now or are able to be more of yourself. I guess, is that like kind of what we're getting at here?
Well, kind of, but it wasn't really the point I was making necessarily. What I mean, kind of, but it's like my point was, is like anything you experience, like we were talking about in the beginning, it's like if I say everything in your reality stems from you, and you look at the good things and you're like, oh, this is, yeah, I did bring this into my life, or I did manifest this.
Yeah.
But then when I say like, oh, the bad things, the suffering, whatever, that stems from you as well. Most people are like, I don't want that in my life.
Right? Why would I choose that? How dare you?
Yeah. But now if you're looking from the big picture, right? Those sufferings are also you too. Like, it's simple, but it's not. It's like the awareness that like, that is you, you know, yeah. Like that is your authentic self.
That's a reflection of you.
Like even when you're being lazy or you're judging yourself, like that is you. You came here for this experience.
Yeah. Even if you, like, just,
I feel like you can't really explain this with words, in a sense.
I mean, I think what I was saying, like, because, like, I'm using the word choice, and that implies, like, okay, well, I chose to, like, buy this car or accept this job or, you know, like, those are, like, literal choices that you make, but on some... there's some other things that, or there's a choice is probably not the word. We might not have, I don't think we have like maybe the right word to explain it, because it's like the things that, even like the things that you witness or the things that you see happening to other people, you know, some, you know, say like your mother dies or whatever, like that's not a choice that you made, like, in a literal sense. That's not what exactly we're saying. But, like, I think what we're trying to get at is that still the suffering that you experience through the grief, et cetera, on some level is a reflection of you, is a yeah, part of, like...
I'm saying it is. That's okay. What I'm trying to say. Like, I think, like...
It's not a conscious choice. Most people, wouldn't choose that, right?
But this is what we got into, kind of, is, like, you believe that there's external forces that you don't have control over, right? But I'm saying, like, what if there is no external forces? Like, okay. What if, so every, like, that goes into, we could, I can play the I Heart Huckabees clip. Where it's like, it's all part of the blanket, you know, like it's all.
Everything is the same, even if it's different. So there's no separation between self and other, essentially, is what they say. But there's also, like, that clip, it has some nuance to it. It's like it says something about, like, our everyday minds, like, forget that everything's the same because we perceive things, like, as we perceive ourselves and we perceive things outside of ourselves, but really, like, it's all connected and it's all the same. And, like, the movie does this really cool thing where it, like, breaks everything down into, like, tiles, and the tiles, like, come together, and you know what I mean, like, so it's like two people and they're, like, broken down into tiles and they, like, fade into each other and start to blend together, so there's no separation anymore, but then, yeah, like, they, the tiles kind of, like, fade back, and then, like, you know, Dustin Hoffman and Jason Schwartzman are, like, individual, like, separate people. But
yeah, but, like, all right, I just, let me try to explain this. So, like, all right, so I was thinking about, like, how, you know, we were talking about external forces and how we're all part of the same thing, but we're separate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I was thinking about this. So, like, me, this is me and my kids, right? So, like, my son Joey, that's who I came to mind first. Was, say he's acting poorly or whatever, and I react, say, negatively, and I'm mean to him, right? Or I'm, like, very disciplining to him. That's how I would treat myself. Right. Now, if I'm very loving to him, same thing. That's how I would treat myself. Right, but the act of me being that way to him is also causing a reflection back to myself. So then I would attract experiences based off of my reaction on how I act towards Joey, for example.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so, like, when I say it's, like, it's not like a literal choice. It's not like you being an being, like, harsh with Joey, like that's a choice, right? But the later things that happen as a the things you attract as a result of that, you wouldn't perceive it as a literal choice. You would, typically, most people would perceive that as, like, oh, like, wow, like, like, somebody was such an asshole to me today for no reason. Like, I made a simple mistake and I got fucking chewed out. You know, like, what's that about, right?
Wow, like, that's it. Just got it. That just made sense for everything that people already exist.
Well, right. It's like, you wouldn't perceive it as a literal choice. Like, I didn't choose for this person to treat me badly. But it's a reflection. And I think it's sort of like, you could call it karma, right? You do a bad thing. Bad things happen to you, but that's not really what karma means, you know, like, that's just kind of the oversimplification, like, popular whatever kind of assumption, you know, of what that means. But I think it is more like your everyday choices are actually a reflection of the, you know, how you would treat yourself, how much you, like, value yourself, how much you believe you deserve to, like, be happy, or how much you believe you deserve to suffer. And that's reflected back to you in the, like, seemingly external, or, yeah, like, if the things that happen that you think are out of your control. It's not, like, this literal choice, like, I chose for this like person to scream at me, or I chose for there to be like a war, you know, like, but we all have a war inside of our mind, you know, we're all kind of in turmoil with ourselves to some degree. So it's like that's reflected in the world outside, like quote unquote outside of us. That makes a lot more sense if you put it like that. Because I think if you just say like everything's a choice, you are responsible for every bad thing that happens to you. Like people are going to react to that because no one's literally like perceiving that, you know, like, yeah, there are things, you know, where the way we perceive the world, there are things that are happening that are out of our control. You know, like therapists love to say that, like, okay, well, all this stuff going on, you can't control another person. Like all this other stuff is really, there's probably nothing you can do about that. Focus on yourself, focus on what you can control, etc. And it's not that that's wrong, because usually what they're trying to do is get you to like take better care of yourself or show up for yourself more, to stand up for yourself against, you know, like whatever the situation is, to really take ownership over the things that affect you. So it's not wrong, but it's just, you know, like it's still rooted in the idea that there's the self and then there's the other, and there's what you can control and what you can't control. And what you have been saying is that isn't it much more empowering to know that you have control over it all, like over everything that you experienced?
Yeah. I mean, to me, it feels more empowering. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think it's so much more simpler than people make it out to be. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I just think, you know, I don't want to say you just, like, focus your... I don't technically, like, believe in, like, the secret where you just, like, focus your thoughts and your whole world changes.
Like the law of attraction, kind of?
I mean, I believe in that, but I think it's much more, like, I think a lot of it is about kind of your own internalized healing and kind of working through your beliefs and like what your programming, and then kind of becoming clear on who you are authentically, you know. Like I think, like in terms of manifestation, like you are attracting who you are putting out there right now. Like whatever you're having right experience right now is what you're putting out there. So I think, like, if you, that's who you are authentically in this moment, you know, good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, if it's not what you think you want, then you have to kind of look at, like, what do you really want, first off? And, like, do you really want it, you know?
Yeah. Do you really want it? Like authentically, and also if you believe that you really do want it authentically, are you doing things to push it away because on some level you don't think you're worthy or you don't think you deserve it, or you know, that kind of thing, maybe?
Yeah, like I always think of like my growing up, like I literally like, I mean this is kind of dark, but I like burned myself one time. When
like
I was
on purpose?
Like, yeah, like, you know, self-mutilation type stuff for, I was like really wanted to get out of my household when I was growing up. And I like thought, the only way out was to get like a scholarship. That was like my way to get, you know, my parents didn't have money to like pay for school. And I remember, like, thinking about it and, like, burning myself to, like, remind myself. I thought it would remind me, like, every time I looked at it, that not to forget, like, what I was working for.
Okay. That's interesting. Like, that's, yeah, okay. That's interesting.
So, but I thought like that's all I thought about, you know? So I think like when you do put that much focus and energy behind something, like you can do whatever you want,
Yeah.
you know? And so I think like on some level, if you're like every moment is focused on something or like working towards something, like you're gonna achieve it if you really want it. But you gotta think like when you're doing something like with that much intensity, you're kind of like every aspect of yourself is like striving towards that, you know, like whether it's like the food you're eating or like what you're doing in your free time, like everything I did was kind of towards getting something I wanted.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's interesting because I think on some level, like to me, there's an aspect of like manifestation or the law of attraction that's kind of subconscious. Like, yes, you have to do things, but oh, and you have to focus your energy on that thing that like you want to like accomplish or the thing that you want to like receive and into your like world or whatever. But I think that there's also this like on a you have to believe in it on a subconscious level too. You know, like you can't be subconsciously like pushing it away or thinking like, you know, thinking that like it's not gonna happen. Or, you know, like I think I've heard it put like, you know, you can't come from a place of desperation. And I think like the feeling of desperation is ultimately like a feeling of being concerned that you're not worthy or it's not going to happen because there's, you know, you're doing something wrong or you don't deserve it or whatever. So like that kind of that those feelings that you have about yourself are going to push away whatever you're trying to manifest. So like you consciously focus your energy, but you also have to deal with the like subconscious motivators or the subconscious feelings you have about yourself, and those things have to like work together. You know what I
But
mean?
I think sometimes though too, like I think your subconscious is hard to like get to sometimes, right? So like when you are consumed by something, you're I think it breaks through to that subconscious layer.
I'm sorry. I went off into another like thought in my head. And I just like missed the first part.
So like if you I think like your subconscious is what kind of manifests, but I think when you
I
become
agree.
so obsessed with something, I think that's how it gets into the subconscious more easily.
Okay, word.
You know? So like I used to think like and this is like if you I remember like trying to manifest the extension on my house,
Okay.
right? And I would think about like little things like, oh, there's garbage on my front lawn. Like if I care about my house, then I should pick up the garbage. You know,
Okay. Yeah.
like little things like that. Like if you know, if you're working towards something, you think about it in all aspects, you know? And I feel like that's why like part of me is not materialistic because it's like sometimes I just really don't care about certain things. You know, like I have a new car and I hit a deer like a
Did you
month
really?
ago. Yeah, like a month
Gosh, you'd be
ago.
having car accidents, man.
Yeah, I know I do. But they
How
just come to
do
me.
you
I
attract that
didn't.
experience? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Actually, I think about that.
No,
Probably
I've
because.
had a lot of car accidents. I get flat tires more than anyone I've ever met. And I'm
Well, I
like,
think
what am I
like
doing? What have I asked for? I low key think it's like my car and the particular tires that I have. Like, I don't know. I drive a Corolla. It's like super low to the ground. I don't know. You know, like I kind of think it's like I don't know. There's probably like a few facts. Like if I was driving like a big old truck or SUV that had like really like hardy like thick tires, I probably wouldn't have this problem as much. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyhow, go
ahead. Well, I still haven't gotten it fixed.
Oh, what happened?
I just hit a deer. But well,
what did it fuck up on the car?
Like the whole front left fender and like the light and everything.
Is the light smashed?
It still works.
Oh, that's good. At least you have that.
Yeah, but the fender's messed up. Like I have damage. It's definitely like a decent amount of damage, but it's like I always have new cars and I like destroy them and it's like I just don't care. Like the light works. Like the fender's messed up pretty bad. Like it's definitely damaged.
Yeah.
But I just like don't care. So like
you're not concerned about the aesthetics of your vehicle as long as it like functions in its purpose.
But that's why like I'll never have a nice car because I always just like treat it like shit.
This is why we can't have nice things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I almost like I think part of me doesn't want to fix it because I'm afraid like I'll do something else to it. Oh, it's like I have like a dented car. Okay, I get it. It works. It drives everywhere. Like it'll pass inspection. Like.
Yeah, literally as soon as I paid my car off, like a huge fucking tree limb fell on it in a storm and like dented the hood pretty good, you know?
I'm like,
I just paid, like this is the only thing I've ever bought on like credit, you know, like it took me years and years to pay off. Like I had the longest, like, you know, whatever. Like I took the loan out for the longest period that I could, so it took a long time to pay it off and I was like so proud of myself for paying it off, and then like you know immediately it gets some like I've also had like a couple of accidents where like I had to like have pretty significant like body work done on the car, you know, all kinds of like, you know what I mean, like I have a fucked up fender too because I got in an accident where it was all like it was on the right side, and just as soon as I got that fixed I was like I was working a social work job and I was dropping like a client of mine off at their house and I couldn't see that there was like a log or something. And so as I was backing out, what? I just couldn't see because my car is super low to the ground and I can't like, I just couldn't see it. I'm not high enough up to be able to see shit that's like low to the ground like that. So I backed up over this log and like ripped my fucking fender off. And that's still fucked up. Like I've tried to fix it. Like I have it like it's not hanging on the ground or anything, but it's like it's still fucked up. It's been fucked up for years, but I'm not going to like pay to have it I haven't paid to have it fixed either because it, you know, it's like,
it's more money than it's worth. Like even that like paying stuff, like I always think like if I'm always abundant, like, don't be afraid to, like, pay things, you know? Like, just, like, little... Sure. I mean, it's easier said than done, but, like, you know, you got to think of it in terms of, like, if you have the belief where subconsciously you have the belief that it's always, like, flowing, then, like, what's money, really, but just energy?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I'm not good with that. Like, money is a hard thing for me. I grew up in like a scarcity kind of mindset, like, which was, you know, I think you did too. Like, especially like your mom and stuff. Like, I was very aware that we were poor.
Me too.
It's really hard to get out of that. Like, even like it takes. I mean, I think my, you know, my mom is better now, like, than she was when I was growing up, but it took a long time, and she's still not, like, she can still go back to that place really
easily. You ever talk to her about that, or no?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about, well, because I think it comes from the way she grew up, too. And
no,
having,
but I'm
like,
saying, like, how did she break it?
I don't know that she totally had, like, growing up, she wouldn't open bills. Like, bills would come, she wouldn't, and this was, like, you know, before you could like just pay online and whatever, like you literally had to like, you know,
yeah,
pay your bills with a check and stuff. And like I'd come home, like the water'd be cut off or the phone would be cut off or the internet or whatever. Yeah. I'm always behind, so it would be like,
and do you once think you like had her money,
like she started just like, you know, auto drafting things, like everything, every bill that it comes out at the first of the month, like that has helped her be able to like, she still doesn't have to really think about the money part of it. I think if she thought too much about that, that she would still be afraid. But
do you think, you know, like her level of self-worth changed from her educational level, like she found worth in, like, yeah, I know she's like high in education.
Well, she was very, very focused, like sort of like what you were saying about the scholarship. She was like, the only way I'm going to get myself out of this situation is to get a PhD, you know, become a psychologist. But
like, do you think that level of self-worth, like that raised her level of self-worth?
Yes. Feeling purpose and like knowing she's good at what she does.
Abundance level.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, but she also like that was her only focus for many, many years. And even, you know, it wasn't immediate, like, but, you know, like, I think as she continued in her,
like, well, maybe her belief got better.
Yeah, I think she discovered, like, that she was good at this and that there was meaning in it, that other people valued her and she valued herself more as at the same time. So it was like this, like, kind of dual thing, and like I struggle with that because like,
well, what do you know, value, like what do you value in yourself?
That's a interesting question. I value, like, I value like my ability to connect with other people. I think I value like, I don't know what I value myself right now. Yeah, I think I'm good at connecting to people. I think I'm pretty like intuitive and empathetic or whatever. Those things matter to me. I think I'm pretty helpful. I don't know. That's like a hard question. Like, cause I like the things the things I think I'm best at. Like,
I didn't ask that. What do you value in yourself? Not like what you think is the best, or like what do you value?
I think probably my ability to connect and like, yeah, I don't know. Is that a thing I can say?
Like, what about your
connection and being like able to see things from almost any perspective? I think I like that I'm funny.
That's it? You giving up already?
I mean, there's more things probably, but like, I don't know. You're kind of put me on the spot here.
So, come on. Like, what about your, like, emotional awareness?
Well, that's kind of what I mean. Like, yeah. It's the way that I use my emotional awareness. Because, like, I can have emotional awareness all day and be, like, a manipulative bitch. And, I mean, sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes that serves me, I guess. But I don't.
So you could still value that. That's not something
I
would that.
Value. Like, I value my emotional awareness because it allows me to, like, connect and be able to, like, see any perspective, relate to almost anybody. Like, you know, like, I like the fact that I'm sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sensitive, like, not so, well, I mean, I am sensitive, like my feelings get hurt easily or whatever, but that's not what I mean. I mean, I'm sensitive to like everything going on around me, and I think I'm pretty perceptive, you know. Those things I kind of place, or yeah, I put that above most other things because I think it's kind of rare to be not just emotionally aware, but be able to extend that like outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Like to be able to pick up on like what other people are feeling or going through, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that's you or that's like from the bottom?
I think that's just authentically who I am, but like I can connect it to the environment I was raised in for sure. I think it was honed in those things, but I think that's like, I mean, I think I was intense from the time I was born, and like, and like emotionally intense, like, yeah, I don't know. That's how like my family would probably describe it. Like I was.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this goes back to like new things that may be perceived as like negative, even like your upbringing, creating,
right? But
like,
no,
who
it's,
you are authentically.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like I think I'm authentically this. The way that I am, and like I was born this way or whatever, but also if it weren't for like the way I was like, you know, like my parents instilled certain values in me, there was also a lot of like, I don't know, kind of chaos in the way that I grew up, like volatility, things of this nature, that force me to like use that emotional awareness or sensitivity, and like, yeah, honed my intuition, honed my ability to like I can read anybody, like show me a picture, I can read them, you know, like I know what they're about at least like to some degree, and like all of that was honed through like having, you know, I think I'm naturally that way, but also I can credit my environment to that, you know, to helping me
what
get better. I wish I had better skin, man. Fuck. I really inherited like just not, it just doesn't cooperate. It's hard to say I don't value, like, superficial things are fairly, like, easy. I don't know. That's the stuff I focus on more. Like, if I'm really honest, the things that I don't like about myself are mostly superficial. Cause I kind of do like who I am, even if it's like, I might not be everybody's cup of tea, and I'm not really not. I don't know. I don't like some of the choices I make or like relationships I've decided to like.
Yeah, but what like, made those choices?
With? Oh, just
yeah. But like, this
self-worth
is kind of
or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know, like, this is kind of, like, what I struggle with is, like, you know, we made those choices.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I know I did.
So, like, is that us, or is, like, and we're only judging ourselves because of programming? Like, maybe we aren't that great, you know?
I don't know, man.
That's hard for me to admit, but, like...
I feel like you love yourself a lot. Like, you have, you know, like, you...
I love myself a lot, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think you get frustrated with, like, you get frustrated feeling stuck or whatever, but I think I feel like you like who you are. Yeah. I would say that. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
know.
Maybe
that's just my ego.
That's what the ego does. Like, it... it gives you like
Yeah, but I always feel like I would be more. You know, I feel like there's a thing in me that like feels like I should be better. You know, or greater.
That's such an Aquarius thing to say. Like,
you think so?
Idealism, like all, like literally another Aquarius said that to me just the other day. Like, I want to be. I wish I was more of like everything. And I'm like, dude, you're a lot already. Like, you're a lot. You know?
Yeah. You think that's like the idealism?
Yeah, idealism and like
just or those, lack of praise from my parents.
but that's like, why do you need the validation? You know, like what is it that makes you like, because idealistically your parents would like recognize you and really see you and like be like, okay, like Pete's the best and whatever, you know, like ideally like you just want to be understood or whatever.
Yeah, but I feel like I attracted parents who were just like the total opposite,
totally different.
Yeah. I had like my mom knows everything I do, and like I had her like recently be like, I wish I knew somebody who did like energy work or energy clearing.
What the fuck?
And I'm just like,
so annoying.
I'm like, you know, my wife will look at me and be like, is she serious? You know, like my dad doesn't even like talk to me about it.
Do you think your mom says stuff like that, like in a passive aggressive way? Because like my mom for sure would say some shit like that, like passive aggressive.
She might
like,
be. She oh, might boy, be. And like
somebody would do this, and it's like, you mean me, right? Like you're talking about me because I do that.
Like, I don't know. Like, or maybe she just like wants to like antagonize or like.
So that means they are just like you then, right?
Drama?
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, but you say that you're antagonistic. Like, you say
but then,
that...
like, part of me thinks she, like, really doesn't care.
Like, doesn't
either. Listen. Yeah, like, doesn't, you know, doesn't think I'm doing anything or, like...
So if that's a reflection of yourself and how you feel about yourself... Right? Like, that's what
you're saying. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
So, what, like, either you should be doing more or you need to, like, which I don't necessarily think. I think you'd be doing the most. Honestly, like, you do a lot and you're good at a lot of, like, you know, like, you're handy. You, like, can, you know, build stuff, whatever. You're creative. You provide, like, you have a good job, you provide, like, you basically check a lot of those boxes. I think you're mostly, like, pretty, like, for a man, for an air sign and a man, you're, like, pretty, like, caring or what, like, you're understanding or, I don't know, I think you're not, like, you don't dismiss other people's feelings or like judge other people too. I mean, you do, but like not in a deep way, like more maybe a superficial way, like the same way that I do. Like, I don't think I really judge other people, but I will talk some shit on something superficial. Right. But so I feel like, I feel like you do a lot. You keep yourself like really, really busy. I think, you know, I think if anything, that's probably what you're missing is like giving yourself some fucking space to chill. But like, what if you really do feel like you're not doing enough and that you're not living up to like your own expectations? Like, I know you don't, you may think that your parents don't feel that you've lived up to their expectations in some way, but I don't think you really care that much about that. I think you are more concerned with not meeting your own expectations, which are probably way too idealistic and like not realistic. You know,
it's like a savior complex I think Aquarius have. Like, they want to save the world, you know. But I don't know, like, it's weird because it's like there's these things that are playing out like archetypically in me, but it's also like I know it's not, like, the world doesn't need saving. Like,
don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
consciously I know that like the world doesn't need to be saved, but like there's a part, it's like, you know, the part of me that wants to be like a hero.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like we did kind of an episode on your desire to like be the hero, and I feel like that's a lot of ego shit. Like your ego is both the thing that tells you like you're capable and worthy, but also it's the thing that tells you like to that you're never enough. And
yeah, well, I like, think there's like a, also like this
balance that, you know, I think
there's a primal like masculine urge to like overcome things, you know, so like if you don't really have anything to overcome, like we don't really have to overcome anything. Most of the things now we have to overcome are kind of like self-made, or
you don't have to like fight for anything too hard. You're not.
Yeah, like we're not hunting every day for our food. Like, you know,
which you are going to like an annoying job.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's a different fight, I guess, but it's not.
It's not the same. It's not the like.
It's not as obvious, I don't think. You know.
Well, would you want to be, I mean, I think you've said before that you feel like, I don't know, like you kind of need to suffer or you need to struggle.
No, I think like, I think if you can make a like some sort of suffering that you can almost like control, then I think it like kind of allows you to like play into that primal need. So then, like, you kind of, like, nourish it, I guess, you know? Like, whether it's,
you said you can control everything, basically. Like, essentially everything is within your control.
What do you mean? Like, you control your reality, you're talking about? Like,
yeah, like, everything's your choice. Everything is a reflection of your
but
health.
I think, like, I think it's, like, you know, like, if you have the awareness of that, then you already kind of are like accomplishing it in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, or it plays into that whole I Heart Huckabee thing of like the blanket is everything.
Yeah. You I know, love that you said Huckabee.
Why, what is it?
Huckabee, like with an it. Like, it, I just think I think it's funny. It's really
but,
cute.
Yeah. No, like, I think that when you have the awareness that you kind of can do that, you kind of are already doing it in a sense, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but I don't think it's so, like, instantaneous, you know? I think it's just more of, like, the belief that everything is how it's supposed to be. You know, like, you are where you are right now because it's supposed to be, like, no?
No, I agree. Like, it's supposed to be the way that it is. But, like, I think a lot of people create, like, more struggle in their life because they don't really know what. Either that's just, like, their baseline and that's what they're, like, conditioned to, like, do. Or, you know, like, it feels, you know, somehow chaos feels more safe than, like, everything being okay because if everything seems okay, you're just like waiting for the other shoe to drop and then you attract like whatever, you know, chaos into your life. I don't remember what my point was with that, but just, I do think that there's like a never satisfied thing that exists within most everybody, like not just men. Like there's like a desire to have goals and be constantly like working your way towards something, what, you know, whatever that is, whether it's like you want to learn a new skill or you want to be like, you want to make more money or whatever, like,
yeah, I think there's like collective archetypes and like collective stuff always kind of playing out within us. You know, and then there's like generational historical stuff kind of religious stuff. They're all it's all kind of influencing us and playing out in us. But I think through that, you have to kind of release some of that stuff and kind of realize like the truth of who you are and then allow that to kind of manifest, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do think that there is like some need for struggle, just like as a contrast. You know, if everything's like great all the time, how do you even know it's great if there's not something like in contrast to that?
Yeah, but if you were like full of your own self-love, unconditional love, you would only experience love, no?
I don't think it's possible though, because I think it's like enlightenment or whatever, or having an ego death or something. Like you can experience pure love and happiness and like these sort of fleeting moments, but it's not really possible to like achieve a constant state of that.
Yeah.
Because like otherwise you're it's just not like I think it's not realistic. It's also kind of like, yeah, you know, nobody's just like sitting around being in the state of nirvana all the time. Like it's just it's a fleeting thing.
No, because like think about it, if enlightenment, I think, is seeing past duality.
Sure.
So it's like there is no real, the truth is there is no real ebb and flow because it's all good, or it's, you know, it's all one thing. Like there is no external thing. I think that's what enlightenment is. It's like the awareness of everything all at once.
But like you can't stay there. Like you can't, you know what
I
I
don't
mean?
think
Because we
it's,
have like
yeah, but
everyday
I.
shit that has to be like dealt with and handled, and like there's always going to be conflict or like
No, but it's almost like, all right, say like you, I best, the best comparison is like, say you have sunglasses on, right? And you have this like enlightenment experience, and then like, it's almost like your sunglasses get a little lighter, so you see it. Like you just see it more. So it's not like you're fully always in it, but it's like you have like a more clearer sense of it.
like you know that that's possible, you know that it exists, you can like get back to that state if you want to, as opposed to just
Well,
like
it's not even like necessarily getting back to it. It's like, say you're
I think I know what you mean.
like if you if like walking around your everyday life, it feels like heavy. Say like you're carrying 200 pounds of weight. You know, when you have that experience, it kind of makes it feel like you're not, that you're carrying 150 pounds. You know, it's like you have that lighter sense of like, no matter what's going wrong or like the ebb and flow, you still have the awareness of like the oneness.
Yes, you do. It's there, but like, yeah. You as much as you can be aware of it, that doesn't mean you don't still perceive the separation in your like daily, like your everyday mind or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and that serves its own purpose. Like, other, you know, I think we need that. It's like part of the process. Like maybe you can see the oneness and everything, whatever, but things are gonna come up that cause you to like lose sight of that. You know, whether just like any type of struggle or fight or whatever, like you are going to have to experience things that challenge your understanding of the the meaning of life or the quote unquote truth, because you know what I mean? Like, that's part of why we're here, like, is to experience different things and and be able to come back to this understanding that there is this oneness, and there, like, the best way to, like, handle anything is to come from a place of, like, love, right? But if from that place, like, we wouldn't have, if we were always in that state of knowing the oneness, knowing that, like, love is the truth, like, we wouldn't have the experience that we need to teach us that. I don't think you're arguing against what I'm saying. I'm just like spitballing, like, how I'm kind of, you know, I'm just, like, processing through the thing, you know? Does that
mean? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we're moving towards the awareness of everything. And I think that's kind of, like, the next step in human consciousness, is to be aware of that level, you know, that level of consciousness, like, that level of awareness, that knowing that we are God, in a sense. And it doesn't mean we have to be separate from God, like, or that we're better than God. It's just, like, we're a oneness, you know? Or no?
Yeah, no, I think I understand. I think we're saying, I think often what happens is, like, we're saying the same thing in, like, different ways.
Yeah, totally. We should close on the awareness that we are all God.
Yeah, that's nice. And I mean, I think that's true. Like, I mean, I always, like, talk about, or I always think about Kanye West when I think of the idea of, like, all of us are God, because, like, he gets a lot of flack for saying, like, I am a God, or I am God, like, I am God, and calling himself Jesus and stuff. And he gets a lot of flack for other things we don't have to get into, and, like, your opinions on that don't matter to me, and I'm not even talking about any of that shit. But I, you know, like, we are God, I am God, you are God, etc. Kanye West is God, whatever. But, and that's the truth. It's just not the whole of the truth. Like, if that makes sense. Like, there's more to it than that.
It's not, and there's everything.
Yeah, like, we are human, but we are also God, and that's the, like, duality of it. We have to be human and find a way to remember that we're also God.
Yeah.
But we can't just sit and be God all the time.
Embodying, it's learning to, like, embody the divine.
Yeah. But you still have to be, like, human and understand that other people are
grounding
human.
It into this physical experience.
Yes, exactly. It's not one or the other, it's both and. Yeah. And that's what I, like, how I kind of think about when, you know, everything coming, when we kind of talk about everything being a choice, or everything coming from within you, the way I kind of look at it is, like, yes, there it is, that's true, but also our perception is that there are things, there are external forces, there are external things, like, the way I perceive myself is different than the way I perceive, like, the trees that I'm looking at right now, you know? And so both things can be true. Like, I can be one with the earth and one with God, but also, like, know that there's a, at least the way that I understand it on the plane of existence that I am, there is a difference between me and that tree over there, you know? Like, both things are true at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other, I guess. Yeah, it's good.
Well, thank you for listening to us.
Thanks for listening.
Follow us on Spiritual Graffiti Pod. on Instagram and Spiritual Graffiti Podcast on Spotify and all the other ones, Apple. Check out our Patreon, links
All
in
that
the
shit will be
bio.
linked in the description.
All right, cool. All right, guys. Good night.
Bye.